Todd Furman, our guy in Vegas, joins us.
And Todd is presented by Petty Orthopedics, or you can go on PettyOrtho.com.
Todd, we're getting close, man. 2 weeks from tomorrow.
Starting itch already, guys, but the biggest news of the day, the injury to Tom Brady. Yep. Every sports book, both here in Las Vegas and the offshore world, has pulled the number. Not just the preseason game, but the week one game against Buffalo. Win totals, futures, everything is off the board while the speculation continues to run rampant, the severity of this knee injury.
How quickly did that happen?
Actually, there was a little bit of money that came in, and then as soon as Twitter started to circulate it, every sportsbook director out there follows the beat writers, reads the stories, and pulls it. I know a handful of guys that got the information about 2 to 3 minutes before it was made public. You can rest assured, Clay, they ran to the window to gobble up that seven with Buffalo, knowing that even if Brady does come back, you can then sell off your action, pay the price of juice, but potentially have a very lucrative middle and or wagering opportunity.
Yeah, I love that. Okay, so let's dive in. We've talked before about how the quarterback position, whether it's NFL or college, by far the biggest point value in terms of how it impacts the season, the games, the overall win totals. What's Tom Brady worth versus Ryan Mallett? Let's assume that Ryan Mallett's going to start 16 versus Tom Brady starting 16. What's the difference in the projections for the Patriots based on that change?
Brady has been so tricky because you look at the year he was out, Matt Castle steps in and the team wins 11 games. They missed the playoffs, but they didn't seem to miss a beat. When you look at Tom Brady at this point in his career, he isn't the same quarterback he was 3 or 4 years ago, but the problem this year is you approach the Patriots, with even with Brady in the lineup, there were a limited amount of weapons as far as the receiving game is concerned. So a lot of folks, myself included, I make a 7.5-point adjustment without Tom Brady in there. If we're going to see Ryan Mallett taking snaps, it'll be anyone's guess how the game plan looks, but I have to imagine New England would become a predominant running team until Mallett got his feet wet under center.
Let's keep talking about the man, the myth, the legend, he won't die, Johnny Manziel. Has there been any more movement towards any sports books in Vegas putting back up any A&M numbers? What's the status lately, the latest? Is there any movement at all? What can you tell us from the market perspective about what Vegas is saying about Manziel?
And not a whole lot of movement there. He still remains 15-1 to win the Heisman at some of the offshore books, and we're seeing Texas A&M holding steady as a 28-point favorite against Rice if Manziel does start. If he doesn't go, that number's still 22.5. The one team that's moved a little bit, Alabama, at some of the offshore books, they were available at a price just north of 3-1. That number has come down about 30 or 40 cents. Seeing 5-2, anywhere up to plus 270, meaning you put up $2 or $1 to make $2.70 coming back. The interesting part is I spoke to a number of sportsbook operators. They say Ohio State and Alabama, at least in the offshore world, represent about 30% of the total futures handle that they're seeing. Oddly enough, the team not attracting any attention, Oregon, who quietly sits there at 9.5 or 10-1, depending on what book you're using.
That's a good point. We've asked you this before. If Ohio State and Alabama were playing opening weekend, let me save that question. We're going to be asking you that question for probably months. Let me ask you this question. Oregon versus Stanford. I like to look at the schedules and think how many teams would be favored to win every game on their regular season slate. Clearly, we know Alabama is. Clearly, we know Ohio State is. Louisville is going to be favored in every game they play as well. Are there any other teams? Would Oregon be favored over Stanford? Would Stanford be favored over Oregon? Because those teams would probably be favored in every other game. Anybody else out there who would be favored to win every game this year?
Oh, well, we'll start first with Oregon's game when they play host to Tennessee. To put in perspective, they're a 23-point favorite for that game when the Vols come calling up there. Not to be confused with the 60.5 that Oregon is laying right out of the gates when they take on Nicholls State. But Oregon will be favored in every one of their games this year when you look at this particular team. To put in, you know, some of the other numbers, 19.5 against the UCLA team that many people believe will be competitive. They're going to be a 3-point favorite, as the power numbers suggest right now, for the trip to the farm. Awfully tricky game, though. You talk about a Thursday night. We've seen a lot of upsets happen in the past on national TV. But I think Oregon right now, there's so many questions, obviously, surrounding the change at head coach that people aren't putting them in that same speak as Alabama or Ohio State, for that matter. Hence, they kind of lurk around there. And this is a team that will control their own destiny, with the shortest number being that 3-point number that they'll be laying at Stanford.
So that's the only four teams in America that will be favored in every game, according to Vegas.
And a lot of people are talking now that if Michigan were to play extremely well and exceed some of their expectations, you could see that Ohio State-Michigan game, which is anywhere from 3-6 on the game of the year numbers, come down a little bit and maybe be a pick'em, depending on the development of Devin Gardner under center.
Todd Furman with us, our guy in Vegas. You get him on Twitter, at Todd Furman. Again, the Patriots' future's been pulled today after Tom Brady leaves practice with a knee injury. Blaine?
Yes, Todd, we just talked about some of the colleges that can go undefeated. Let's say Louisville, Ohio State, Oregon, whoever else you want to pick, go undefeated, and Alabama loses one game. Do they slip in and get in the national championship?
I think that's an interesting discussion, and what we've seen, some of the books have taken a good amount of Louisville money under that premise that 25-1 offers a little bit of value if the Cardinal were to run the table. I'm of the mindset that a one-loss SEC team, a one-loss Big Ten champion, and even a one-loss Oregon team would all trump Louisville. That schedule just may be too much to overcome. You look through it right now, and their trickiest game will be that season finale against Cincinnati. They didn't exactly overwhelm people last year in all their games. Close calls, and I know one of them was in a monsoon against Southern Miss, but Florida International. And if you're an elite football team, I don't care how tough a road environment is playing at the Carrier Dome, you don't get absolutely blitzed like the Cardinal did last season.
Well, any news or any line change on the Vandy Ole Miss game with some of the players involved in that horrific incident there? Not none of the players probably that will be playing, but it still could affect the line.
That number is actually, it's moved quite a bit from where some of the books opened it when they made Vanderbilt about a 3.5, 4-point favorite when numbers were first released. Since then, Ole Miss is now a 3-point favorite in pretty much every sports book out there. What we're seeing, though, is a total that, in my opinion, is a little bit high. Opened at 50.
Wow, hold on. That's fascinating. I didn't know that. So it's moved.
Flipped.
It's moved 6.5 points.
What?
I mean, what's the...
Wait.
There is a caveat to that. There was only one or two sports books that opened Vandy, and this was even before the Game of the Year lines came out in Vegas.
Okay.
But I think it was more just an error and underestimating the public and professional love for Ole Miss. So it hasn't been that large a move in that context. But I do believe that when you talk about this quarterback situation, Bo Wallace, I'm not sure that shoulder is going to be 100%. You look at that total at 53.5. I give James Franklin and that Vanderbilt team a great shot to pull off the upset in their own building and what will probably want to be one of the biggest games in school history.
Well, we're talking about soccer, Clay's favorite sport here. And United States, I guess they're doing really well. Out the door, I guess, put up, what, 3 goals? What's the shot of the U.S. Soccer team, I guess, winning the cup?
I asked him this before.
Did you?
I know the answer, but I was blown away. That's a good question.
I didn't ask
him on air. I asked him off air because I was curious.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, here's the tricky part, guys, and here's what happens when you talk about bias based on Las Vegas versus the offshore world. Here in Las Vegas, sportsbooks know they're going to get an inordinate amount of action coming in on Team USA. So I've seen them as low as 20-1 to win the World Cup here, up to as high as 50-1. To put that in perspective, most of the larger European shops and even some of the North American-facing books down in Costa Rica and Panama have Team USA at about 150-1. I make their odds even lower than that. I think this team right now is about a 200-1 shot. Obviously, we'll know a lot more when they draw the groups. But despite this prolonged winning streak, which is the longest in men's national team history, the talent's just not there to compete with the likes of the Brazils, the Italys, the Argentinas, Germanys, and Spains.
Well, naturally being an NFL guy, I have to ask you, what are the numbers of locker on touchdown to interception ratio?
You know what? Oddly enough, there aren't a whole lot of Jake Locker props. Clearly not a quarterback that moves the needle nationally as far as bettors are concerned. But I think when you look through his statistics and what he may be capable of, I think the real question is how many games will Jake Locker start at quarterback? And I'd probably set that number in that 12.5 range. Do have to imagine that he may get nicked up, and you'll see a little bit of Ryan Fitzpatrick time in some capacity.
Titans still 6.5, the over-under win number.
Yep, 6.5, a little bit of juice shaded to the over. There is a lot of people that I've talked to and respect. They think the Titans may be a team poised to make a step up. A lot of us expect Indianapolis to come down, so don't be surprised if Tennessee ends up finishing second in that division, assuming they find a way to fortify a defense that was closer to a sieve than anything else last year.
We talked about the value of quarterbacks. What is the Vegas opinion on the difference between Jake Locker and Ryan Fitzpatrick? How much difference would it make if Locker versus Fitzpatrick? Fitzpatrick starts instead of Locker, vice versa.
It's negligible. You're talking about a half point max. The bigger question when you talk about the Titans is how that receiving core will look with the trio of Kenny Britt, the development of Kendall Wright, and Nate Washington. If Britt's out, he's about a half point player as well. So quarterback won't really move the needle for a team like the Titans, especially when you compare it to the likes of Green Bay, whereas if Aaron Rodgers is out for any extended period of time, he's worth about 8.5 to 9 points.
What about baseball on the way out? What's it looking like?
Futures market, the Detroit Tigers still the favorite to win right now. You're looking at the National League odds, which probably aren't a great investment because the Atlanta Braves has such a prohibitive lead in the division. You have to worry about their focus down the stretch. The Dodgers, during this incredible run, guys, if you had the foresight to bet them, you could have had them at 35-1 to win the World Series. They're now down to about 5 or 6-1, depending on where you shop. You could have even bet them at 8-1 to win the division when they were 7.5 games out. Just goes to show so much can happen over the course of a 162-game schedule.
Good stuff, Todd. Appreciate you, man.
Always a pleasure, guys. Have a great week.